Belgium. De Morgen, a popular Belgian daily published in Flemish, carried a third report regarding Harun Yahya's Atlas of Creation on 16 February 2008. The report emphasized how belief in the theory of evolution had been on a continual decline in Belgium in the wake of the Atlas of Creation. The report, which also constituted the daily's cover story, went on to say the following under the headline, "A major conspiracy against the theory of evolution." I do not believe that we are descended from apes. It is stated in the Quran that this is untrue. Muslims have been asked in recent weeks why they reject the theory of evolution. The questioner invariably encounters the same name every time, Harun Yahya. The year of Darwin, the founder of the theory of evolution, is approaching. But at the same time, the theory is being increasingly rejected in this country. A great many Muslim students, for instance, reject the idea that living things have a common ancestor and evolved over the course of centuries. From the end of the 1990s, they have dedicated themselves to opposing Darwinists. They waged that struggle on a gradual basis. In 2005, half of the Turkish science teachers still believed in the theory of evolution. Last year, however, according to a similar poll, the figure had fallen to only 1 in 4. Corriere della Sera, Italy's most widely read daily, devoted considerable space to the impact in Europe of the Atlas of Creation. The report in the paper, which has a circulation of some 700,000, appeared under the cover page headline, "Christians and Muslims Join Forces Against Darwinism," and continued under the heading, "Teachers in Belgian Schools Are Boycotting the Theory of Evolution," covering the reactions of teachers to Darwinist education. A new alliance between Christian and Muslim teachers. According to some professors who teach students biology or natural sciences, Darwin's claims are all lies and are unworthy of being taught. They believe in creation and that the origins of human life lie not in orangutans, but in an infinite divine power, and that is what they teach their students. In their view, Adnan Oktar, also known as Harun Yahya, is right. In its 9 February 2008 issue, the Belgian French language daily, Le Soir, referred to the Atlas of Creation, which had been banned in the country. A short while ago, the Atlas of Creation was offered to schools and universities as well as large national libraries. European libraries were stunned by this large illustrated book written by a Turk called Harun Yahya with the aim of refuting the theory of evolution. A book being sent to the section for burning means that it has shocking subject matter. La Libre, a Belgian daily, noted the rapid spread in the country of belief in creation on 14 March 2008. Creationism is making rapid progress. There is no doubt that certain religious groups are having a huge impact in this sphere. We must remember the Atlas of Creation that was sent out to French schools last year. In this brick-like 800-page volume, the author, a Turk who writes under the pen name Harun Yahya, takes the Quran as his basis for rejecting the theory of evolution.